we've got a jam-packed lineup coming your way today. We're excited about that. Thank you again to the chairman for joining us, Chairman Barry Loudermilk, to discuss what unraveled a little bit yesterday. He's got a tight schedule, so we appreciate him making the appearance. It is an honor, of course, but we've got more great guests joining the show. Matt Tardy will be joining me in just a few moments. A lot to talk about with him. I was shuffling this morning, getting ready, and I get all the alerts when President Trump puts up a Truth Social post, and so that's the reason why I'm like the first one to get it up on X as well, is because I'm glued to my phone for that. And I got the alert and was probably reading a little too fast that President Trump, and this was in my head, had just decided to implement the Insurrection Act. Now, that's not what really happened. He's threatening it. But I read it so fast, I was like, yes, we got him. Not the case, though, folks. There was an if. I missed the first word in this post. But I was a little excited for this one. I'll be talking with Matt about that in a little bit. We'll also be talking about Iran. Obviously, I'm a little skeptical of any information that does trickle out about Iran, just given the fact that we know that there are countries like Israel that are obviously trying to get the U.S. involved over there. President Trump made an announcement yesterday, which I think is really, really important. Whether it's true or not, we'll have to see. We're going to get Matt to weigh in on that. We're also going to get Matt to weigh in on a U.S. Navy veteran who was arrested and is accused of, after obviously leaving the Navy, he's a government contractor, but he's accused of leaking and stealing classified information regarding Venezuela. Now, that is all in regards also to highlight this, the WAPO journalist who had her home raided. Now, again, they're not saying that they are directly connected as of yet, but there's a lot of reports out there that are making that connection. Pam Bondi did give a little bit of information in regards to the leaker. We'll play her clip. She kind of makes a connection in it, but again, it wasn't in the actual criminal complaint. So I just want to highlight that point. Obviously, as many of you guys know too, I was traveling earlier this week with the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and we went over to SpaceX where he announced that we are going to begin utilizing Grok over at the DOW. And the AI race gets me a little on edge just because I'm not a technical person. I don't like technology as much as, I like a smartphone, but that's about it. Keep it basic. So I'm not really all in on this AI race that the White House keeps spinning. We'll ask him about this because it's getting very interesting. You know, Pete Hegseth used these specific words. It's the AI acceleration strategy. And when he said it, I said, I don't know. Don't know how I feel about that. Also, one of my best friends is Mel Kay, and obviously Mel Kay is not a fan of this AI race, and I hear from her quite often on this. So I'll ask Matt about that. We're looking forward to that discussion. We'll also be joined again by Georgia Senator Colton Moore in the second hour of the show. He's got an incredible bill that is about to be signed into law in Georgia. So let's do a victory lap for the Second Amendment, and that's why he's going to be joining us. We'll also be joined by Logan Washburn in this portion of the show as well, because Logan did an incredible report in regards to an arrest in Dallas, and it has all the red flags. He's making the connections. You're going to want to hear about this one because it has to do with threats being made at DFW area schools, because there's a bunch of schools, so it's not just one in particular. It also has to do with child pornography, and they're all linked together. Logan's connecting the dots, and he's going to join us to break down his latest report on that. In the third hour of the show, we'll be joined by Beau French. There's a new Rasmussen poll that just dropped. Apparently, surprise, surprise, the vast majority of Americans are not cool with radical Islam making its way into the United States and then allowing these Muslims to build compounds all across our country. Obviously, a lot of people are on edge about that, rightfully so. But it's good to see the numbers are on our side officially. Because I was told for a very long time that this wasn't a real fear. That the majority of Americans don't feel this way. Well, good news. They do. They do. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. A lot more to talk about, too. Also, yesterday, I offended a lot of people, and that was the reason why I posted a video of me taking a self-driving car. It's very controversial. If you haven't seen it, go head over to my X page and make sure you check that video out. Got all the right people fired up this morning. All right, we got more to discuss in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. Buckle up. In the meantime, though, make sure you download the app, alexjonesapp.com. It's how you stay in touch with us, regardless of wherever we head to next. Again, head on over to alexjonesapp.com.
We're gonna make it, men! Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, second hour of the program. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us today. A lot to dive into. You know, President Trump is issuing a threat. I don't like threats if we actually don't carry out on these threats. And I get it, right? He doesn't want to give in to the left's narrative that this is tyranny. You know, they'll try to spin it. But the reality of it is right now, Minnesota is under attack. We're constantly seeing they're not protesters. They're your violent rioters, because protests don't need to happen at nighttime, folks. If you really want your message heard, you wouldn't go out there and bash journalists for filming you. And you also wouldn't want to do it in the dark. Individuals who are taking to the streets in Minnesota, they're not innocent. They're not innocent protesters. And I would argue that this isn't even protected by the First Amendment. Right now, we have President Trump, and I read through it very quickly and missed the first word, which was if. I got very excited this morning. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. But President Trump is threatening to institute the Insurrection Act. And I say we're long past it. Let's get this ball rolling, buddy. I've got the weekend off. I can cover these stories. Now, unfortunately, he has not yet done that, but, you know, it's another threat. We'll just add it to the list. I'm hoping, though, he carries out on this one. Joining me to discuss is Matt Tardio. He's a veteran podcast host and former law enforcement officer. He joins us now. Matt does a great job over on X2. Anger Tap is where you could find him at breaking down a lot of these stories and just, you know, helping us all understand what's going on in the world today. So, Matt, it's an honor, of course, to have you back on the program. You know, you are a fan favorite. When you left the show last time, the callers couldn't stop talking about how great you were. So welcome back, my friend. It's exciting to have you on.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I know. I'm glad to be back. I am.
It's always an honor. It's always an honor. Well, I want to get to this, the post that just came a couple of, maybe like 2 hours ago from the president. He's threatening to push for this Insurrection Act and to implement it. I'm kind of over the threats, but you're a nicer guy. Where do you go with this one?
Yeah, I'm with you. It's beyond time to go over it. And, you know, I actually pulled up the Insurrection Act and I have it sitting right up over here in front of me so I can clearly read the law out to people and what it says and why it's not crazy for him to actually threaten that. And it says the president, by using the militia or armed forces or both or by any means, shall take such measures as he considers necessary to suppress in any state any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination or conspiracy if it, and this is the key part here, opposes or obstructs the execution of laws of the United States or impedes the course of justice under those laws. So what do we think is happening over inside the state of Minnesota? Well, last night we ended up having the situation within itself. You had a federal law enforcement officer that's engaged in a vehicle pursuit. The suspect crashes his vehicle out and takes off running. And then when the federal law enforcement officer goes, tackles the suspect and gets in a struggle with him, in order to effect the arrest, you have two people emerge from their residence, come out armed. And yeah, I get a broom and shovel. People don't understand can actually be wielded and are considered deadly weapons when wielded as such, but armed, and start assaulting that law enforcement officer to the degree that the suspect is able to get up and then grab a shovel and start assaulting the officer again to where he needs to pull his firearm and discharge it in order to defend himself. And he got hospitalized over it. Now, what are the odds in any other state, in any other location, that situation would occur and he would go in a foot pursuit, get in a fight with a suspect, and instead of people coming out of their houses to help him, they end up beating him with shovels and a freaking broom, helping the suspect out to where the suspect then starts beating him? How many radical leftist nut jobs have to be over in the state of Minnesota for the odds of that to actually happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the problem here, right? Because they've just normalized it, and they've, I mean, these people are brainwashed. I keep lightly saying the fact that I just think that they're low IQ'd people, but I think they're actually just brainwashed. They think that they're actually helping these people, that they're doing a bigger cause here. But where were they when Barack Obama was out there wrangling up these illegal aliens and deporting them? I mean, the numbers that Barack Obama was able to capture have me drooling, and I hope that we could get anywhere near that. Unfortunately, though, these lefties are really going after us now, and they don't want these mass deportations. They don't want us getting the worst of the worst out of the country. You know, I broke a report down earlier in the show in regards to a man who was, he was convicted, and he spent a couple of years in prison. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison for trying to do an honor killing. And he tried to stab, he did stab his sister. He said that she was a bad Muslim, and he tried to kill her. And we first off, only gave him 10 years in prison, and then he was released. And ICE just recently caught up with him, even though he's supposed to be removed back in 2012. And now he's heading back to Afghanistan. But these are the people that were able to get into our country. We've allowed them into our country. And they continue to commit these heinous acts. I mean, Matt, how come the other side isn't seeing this? These stories of a female who was almost murdered by her own brother because she was being a, quote, bad Muslim. And they're not going, all right, like, I'm a feminist. Not me. They are feminists. And how do you not see this and say, okay, like, at this point, some deportation is acceptable?
Because it doesn't fit their agenda. That's why. That's exactly why. Because it doesn't fit their agenda. And there's this thing called confirmation bias, which they absolutely hate. You know, we see these things and we look at them and we go, absolutely, this needs to happen. What they see on their social media feeds, which is what makes it so much worse, is people like their governor, their elected officials, the mayor, the police chief, all of these other radical nut jobs that are out there as well. And what's worse is some of them are in elected positions that sit there and refuel and just pour gas on the fire, trying to tell them that what they're doing is okay, that they're going to defend their First Amendment rights to protest. Well, I got news for you. Breaking into the back of a federal vehicle, yanking out a weapons case, doxing, you know, federal agents on your YouTube feed, doing things like that, that's not legal. Mm-hmm. And that's not protected by under the First Amendment. As a matter of fact, your First Amendment rights stop where you start going off on other people's rights. When you start affecting other people, that's where your rights stop. And the Supreme Court has ruled on that so many times, it's not even worth debating, right? Like, it is beyond legal. And this situation is so out of control. Not only do you have that officer that ends up getting assaulted and needs to discharge his weapon, but it's so out of control that within minutes, you're able to have mobs of people show up, just like you're showing on the screen there, rip weapons out of the vehicle, and they feel so emboldened. Like, these people are committing federal crimes, broadcasting it on YouTube, broadcasting on X. They don't care. Like, that is the mentality and the resolve of these people, that they are that stupid. They think that they're going to be covered. And why would they think they're going to be covered? Well, because you have the mayor, the police chief, you've got the governor, you've got all these people that are sitting there supporting them. It is beyond time. And those people also need to be held accountable for their actions. In my opinion, there is equally responsible as those people on the streets, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they do know exactly what they're doing. And I still can't believe that story that dropped last night in regards to all of this, how they gained up on this one federal officer. And it's just everyone needs to go to prison for a very long time at this point. There's no other way of looking at this. But I want to shift gears over a little bit because this story is crazy. And I want to get your take on it. It's in regards to a veteran, a Navy veteran, who is now being accused of it. And the details are interesting because he's a federal contractor and he's being accused of stealing secret classified national defense information. And in court, they don't say this, but this is kind of what the DOJ is alluding to, even though this isn't in the criminal filing, that he did possibly give this over to a WAPO journalist who had their home raided yesterday. Now, Pam Bondi detailed the specifics to all of this yesterday in clip 13. Let's take a listen.
And Sean, the First Amendment is a bedrock principle, but this isn't about that. This is about classified material that could jeopardize lives. And this guy, this IT guy that worked for Department of War, and Pete Hegseth has been amazing, and he's up against a lot with these people. This guy that worked, he was a contractor, IT contractor, who had classified information, is charged now with leaking classified information involving a foreign adversary. He could jeopardize the lives, the safety of our men and women in the military. So today, it's been reported that the great men and women of the FBI executed a search warrant at the direction of Kash Patel and my office, on the reporter's home, seizing the devices that contained classified material regarding our foreign adversaries. And that's what we're looking into now. But the guy from the IT department is in jail. President Trump has made it very clear. You will not jeopardize the men and women in our military, and you will not leak classified information.
Okay, so Matt, it sounds like that they've already made the direct linkage and they've confirmed there was classified information there. Your response to this, because obviously as a veteran, this is deeply concerning that a Navy vet would now he's obviously a contractor, but he would do something like this. And according to reports, it has to do with Venezuela. So we don't know the specifics. Obviously, we probably never will, given the fact it's classified. Mm-hmm. But what do you make of all of this?
Yeah, so that Navy veteran knew what was right and what was wrong when it went down to leaking that classified information. From what I've read, they held a top secret security clearance. There is specific rules and regulations that go into like the governing and moving of that information, even once it's printed off, how it's supposed to be stored, how it's going to be transferred between point A and point B. I mean, every step of that is very closely watched. And so for that information to make it out to this level, they made a giant mistake. And not a mistake, they knowingly broke the law, if that's what, actually the facts of the case actually end up coming out to be, and they end up getting convicted. Mm. When it goes down to raiding the lady's home, they've got to be able to take that information that has been illegally disseminated and be able to trace and figure out and essentially contain the problem. And so that's where that comes in. Whether or not she had the intent knowingly, whatever, that's going to be decided here in the future, likely with information that's going to be, found on her computer. But it goes back into what we were talking about, Minnesota. And if you go through the reporter from the Washington Post, I mean, she is extremely open about the amount of people that had been fired, been let go, and how it created, I think it was 160 plus sources or something like that for her, because the amount of people that were upset that they ended up getting let go. Information that I have to knowledge on some of these situations when it came down to how our intel community was being ran underneath Joe Biden is extremely troubling with some of the ways that they were conducting business and some of the things that they were doing. And a lot of these people were justified in being let go, in my opinion. And I don't know if it's those 160 plus people that are coming to her as sources. But the problem is that they're all, in my opinion, radical leftist nut jobs. There was a we're going to call it a Intel fusion cell that was over inside of Europe that I was made aware of that was working specifically on Ukraine. And what I got told, and it was being led by the United States of America, by the way. And so this is our Intel fusion cell that was working for Ukraine underneath Joe Biden. And the commander of that particular fusion cell, and I've got this documented, the commander of that particular fusion cell wanted to have polygraph test done for all of the people that were going into that fusion cell for loyalty to Ukraine, not to the United States government, not to the U.S. Constitution. They wanted a CI poly, a counterintelligence polygraph done for people to make sure that they were loyal to Ukraine. And that is a U.S. officer that was proposing that in front of people. That is our United States military. So it's not surprising to me that we have a Navy veteran. Just because you have the title veteran doesn't mean you're a good person, doesn't mean that you served honorably, and doesn't mean that just because you didn't get, UCMJ action while you're in, that you're a good human being. You just maybe got away with some of the crap that you were doing because you were surrounded by the other nut jobs. And so these people leaking this information, in my opinion, are likely doing it because they don't agree with the policies, and it goes right back into the insurrection that we have inside of this country.
Yeah, no, I think it does. And it's very obvious, especially if it's about Venezuela, that the individual who's doing this was obviously politically motivated. I don't see another reason for it at this point. But it's good to see that the Pentagon's crushing down on this. I hope they do more of it. I'm always on edge, though, when I see that a journalist's home is raided. Obviously, that's mm-hmm. deeply concerning. But again, the left didn't really care when James O'Keefe's home was raided. So I don't want to hear about that, especially because James did nothing wrong. But also just the simple fact that a journalist potentially took in classified information knowing that that was possibly stolen as well is a major issue. The Washington Post also, just so our folks know, still has not given a statement on this. The last time that they did put out a statement, it just said that they're going to wait to see what the evidence brings. And so we'll continue to wait. But again, this doesn't really surprise me that this is going on right now over at the federal government. Okay, I want to weigh in on this one, too. I want you to weigh in on it. I want to talk about Iran for a second, because Iran, obviously, it's been a topic that many have been discussing over these last few days. I have my, I'm a little bit on the reserve side of this. I don't want to see, obviously, the United States too involved, but I understand that, obviously, that the Iranian people do need support. But right now, President Trump put out this message. We're going to play clip 14 for our audience because we were receiving reports internally over in the country that there were protesters being slaughtered. Thousands of them has been, it's been all over the place. There was originally 300 was mentioned, but now we're talking north of possibly 12 to 20,000 people have been killed by this government. Now, President Trump did put out a stern warning, and it kind of looked like last night that there might have been potential retaliation for the government going out there and killing people. We did see that obviously the airspace was shut down briefly, and they were probably on high alert. But President Trump did say that he received some good intel from those on the ground right now that the protesters are no longer being killed. Take a listen.
We have been notified and pretty strongly, but we'll find out what that all means. But we've been told that the killing in Iran is stopping, and it's stopped, and it's stopping. And there's no plan for executions or executions. So I've been told that on good authority. We'll find out about it. I'm sure if it happens, we'll all be very upset, including you. We'll be very upset, but that's just gotten to me, some information that the killing has stopped, that the executions have stopped. They're not going to have an execution, which a lot of people were talking about for the last couple of days. Today was going to be the day of execution.
Yeah, so there was obviously a protester who was going to be killed. Now, again, we don't know the status of that person. He was a younger gentleman. I'm trying to remember his name right now, so I do apologize. In his early 20s, he apparently was charged with disrespecting Allah. I don't know how they officially do it, but doesn't get a lawyer. He was given 10 minutes to say goodbye to his family. He was supposed to be publicly hung. So the president's saying that he will not be executed. What do you make of all of this? Because obviously I don't trust the Iranians, with the government specifically, and how they're treating protesters. And they are also trying to just shut down the internet so information can't get out. But obviously Starlink is pushing back on that. But what do you make of all of this? Do you trust them when it comes to the president saying that they're not going to be executing these people?
No, I do not trust them whatsoever. This is the type of government that's going to take those people, instead of hanging them in public, is going to go bury them in a shallow grave somewhere off camera. And they arrested over 10,000 protesters. They took over the hospitals, right? What the regime was doing was they were going to the hospitals over inside of Iran, and they were looking for people that were wounded. Right? You're talking about a regime that pulled up with belt-fed machine guns and opened up on crowds of people. The number you heard was as high as 20,000. The number I heard from my contacts over inside of Israel was over 30,000. I mean, it's appalling to think. And if it's 30,000 dead, I mean, think of how many wounded. You could easily go times three, times four wounded that are over there. And they went through the hospitals. There's videos of them busting in the hospitals, taking these protesters. And they weren't just going to hang one. They were going to start the public executions of all of them. And they were giving them expedited trials. That one guy is what ended up making the news, what ended up making it viral. But they plan on executing way more than that. When I look at what this administration wants to do over inside of a bombing Iran isn't necessarily going to teach them a lesson, and nor do I think that's the intent of what the United States wants to do over there. When we look at Venezuela, and I talked to you about this before, when we look at Venezuela, it's not just about drugs being ran in and out of the country, right? Like, it's not even in the top five countries that runs drugs in the United States of America. And we immediately started blowing up their boats as they were trying to drive them up over here into the States to smuggle whatever it could be into the United States of America. We use that as an excuse to be able to take care of national security matters. And we're using that as an excuse as well to start putting some strain on Russia and start putting some strain on China. And just as I discussed last time, Iran is kind of this little intermediary in between Russia and China, where they're supporting the Russian war effort over inside of Ukraine, but they're also laundering money and receiving weapons in return for moving oil from Venezuela back over to China, because China lent so much money to the Maduro regime. And so when we're looking over here at Iran and what the United States of America wants to do with Iran, it's not about teaching that regime a lesson. It's about actually having that color revolution that's taking place over there rise up and actually having a regime change in that country. And so, in my opinion, what Trump's likely weighing out that's on his desk, which, you know, we heard reports that these airstrikes ended up getting called off at the last minute last night. And what he's likely going to be weighing out is whether or not, you know, the are being actioned, right? Like bombs, the warheads are being put on the right foreheads at the, and that you have the right people on the ground. And I'm not talking about U.S. troops. I'm talking about assets and things of that nature that are ready to stand up and move and take over. And, you know, no, insurgency has ever really been that successful against the government without the help of their military. Mm-hmm. Going to be people inside the military that are going to have to rise up. And we got to make sure all these pieces are in line before we get people, because you really get one shot at this. And if you blow, so he's got to make sure this thing's done right. And I don't think he really cares. I mean, see, he's going to care about human lives. He's going to care about people getting killed. But the picture here is Russia, China, and making sure they're not coming after the United States of America. And I think it's very telling. And if anything, it should be confirmation when we look at the cell phone outages that were taking place here in the United States yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because the moment we ended up having word that we're about to go in and bomb Iran, all of a sudden we have this cyber attack that's launched against Verizon and AT&T. It's shutting down everything over on the East Coast. And you look at some of the places that were affected. You're talking about the Tampa area. You're talking about Colorado. You're talking about North Carolina. You're talking about Virginia. All of these locations have very strategic, like, national security assets that are at them, and troops that, quite frankly, handle a lot of things. And so you're affecting the communications of those people, and you're making our apparatus a heck of a lot slower. And that's a signal. In my opinion, that is a sign that we are on the right track here.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was my thoughts yesterday as I was seeing the reports trickling out. I was like, this mm-hmm. isn't coincidental. Matt, before you go, like, I want to make sure I get your take on this, too, because it has to obviously do with the technology that we all strongly rely on. But, you know, the Department of War, I was traveling with them earlier this week, Pete Hegseth, the secretary, and they announced with Elon Musk over at SpaceX that we're going to start working with Grok, and they're going to start implementing it and kind of allowing these two platforms to collaborate over at the Department of War. The exact quote was AI acceleration strategy used by the secretary, Pete Hegseth. Are you concerned? We have about a minute left. Are you concerned by any of this, or do you think that this could be done in a safe manner?
Man, do I trust artificial intelligence more than I do military intelligence? That's a very good question, right? Like, everybody knows the jokes about military intel. I mean, obviously I have my concerns going into that. I saw a video of the Space Force the other day that was marching down the street, and they just look absolutely nerdy as hell. But those guys, they are number crunchers. They're really good at what they do. They you know what I mean? Like, they are smart. And those are the type of people that are going to be taking this information and uploading it into different systems. Because he not only talked about having it on unclassified systems, but also on classified systems as well. That can help several members of the military in their day-to-day tasks. It helps move things further. Anybody in the military will tell you that, you know, they've been bogged down by paperwork over the last two decades, that it's just gotten more and more out of control. And so if there is a proper way to get information a hell of a lot faster, it'll make our force a lot more efficient, but it's also dangerous. Mm-hmm. Right. I've seen Grok give out some really bad information. I debated Grok one time, you know, because you can sit there and you can go back and forth. I debated Grok on one of my live sessions and got Grok to admit to less than 5% accuracy on this particular topic, less than 5% accuracy. And even Grok admitted, like, I probably shouldn't be debating you on this topic. I probably shouldn't be talking about this. It is absolutely disgusting. So that system going into our military industrial complex, yeah, it bothers me, but hopefully we have people to fix it.
Yeah. No, I block Grok because I don't want people tagging and trying to get Grok to answer on my tweets. It's just, it all creeps me out. Matt, thank you so much. We appreciate your time as always. Again, folks, give him a follow on X at AngerTab. That's where you're going to find him. Thanks again, Matt. We'll be right back. More discuss in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning and welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're jumping on board with us today. A lot happening over here. And I told you we had 3 hours of news content coming your way, and I meant it when I said it. There's some good news, too, and we always have to celebrate a victory, and this is a good one. In the state of Georgia, it looks like the governor, Brian Kemp, is about to sign a big 2A win into law, thanks to the great work of Senator Colton Moore, obviously from the great state of Georgia, folks. We're going to focus on Georgia, so buckle up on this one. It is called Senate Bill 204. Now, just recently passed over in the Senate, and then the governor now is going to be signing this into law. That's where we're at right now. But it has a lot to do with, you know, preventing local governments from mandating on how you could store your firearms. And this is a big one. Joining us to break down his bill is the great senator from the beautiful state of Georgia, Colton Moore joins us now. And of course, you are running as well for Congress. So it's an honor to have you on the show today, my friend. It's always good to have you back. We're very excited and we love to celebrate a good 2A victory. And this is one for the people, of course. So I want to break down this bill that you expect the governor to sign into law shortly.
Yeah, Brianna, thank you so much for having me. I mean, I've never experienced this much freedom coming out of the Georgia Senate until 2 days ago when we passed this legislation. I mean, like any other Georgian, when you travel across the state and like a lot of other states in this country, you're going to find yourself in some liberal cities, some places where they do not respect the Second Amendment. And these municipalities, they're passing gun laws and they're essentially making people criminals when they should be victims. So these municipalities are saying, if you don't store your gun to our standards and someone steals your gun, we're going to charge you with a crime. So we have this thing in law called preemption, which is a principle in law that says the state government or the federal government's law supersedes that of a municipality. So what this legislation did was say that if any municipality passes any gun law that is more stringent than what the state of Georgia already has, then any citizen in the state can sue that municipality for $25,000 per occurrence, any citizen. So it is, you know, essentially puts the enforcement back into the hands of the citizenry to keep these liberal, you know, crazy lunatic places like Savannah, Georgia, or downtown Atlanta from infringing upon our gun rights. And you know that these cities are the most dangerous places in the country right now, and it's where you want to be bringing your heat.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's the concerning part in all of this. And I like that you've done this. I believe that the roots of this all came about from what was going on in Savannah, Georgia. What was happening there that inspired you to get this bill up and going?
Yeah. So there were 41 law-abiding citizens who had their guns stolen from their vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. They're a victim of a crime, but yet they were charged with a crime that was going to be $1,000 fine and up to 30 days in jail because the mayor of Savannah said you guys didn't store your guns properly. So that's where this come about. And now those citizens all have a right to sue for $25,000. So you start adding that up and essentially, obviously, you can break a municipality quite quickly if they do anything to infringe upon one's Second Amendment rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is a good win. And we love to hear that because, again, this is worth fighting for. I actually want to get your take on this, Senator. When we talk about the Second Amendment, the DOJ has actually split off and made a special section over at the Civil Rights Division just to be hyper focused on the issue that is Second Amendment and protecting it. Are you excited to see what comes of that? Because Harmy Dillon is obviously the one who's heading all of this. And she's going after these local governments as well, who are just refusing to give even permits for folks to even be able to have and obtain firearms. She's the one who's pushing back on this. Are you excited with what you're seeing so far from the DOJ?
No, absolutely. Finally, we recognize again what this is. This is a God-given right to self-preservation. I mean, guns are the great equalizer. You know, you just showed a picture of my wife there, right? I mean, she's a little lady, but with a gun, she's as powerful as any big man. And we've got to recognize that this is God-given rights. We have a Second Amendment to protect ourselves from any type of government infringing upon that. That's what the whole Bill of Rights are for. And these liberals,
speed it up to him coming.
You know, don't understand that, but hopefully they understand a lawsuit for $25,000 per occurrence.
Yeah, no, they do. And, you know, I love the fact that you brought up your wife. I was just warning the control room that I'm going to bring up my own 2A story. We've got the video of this. A man who actually followed me into my building, and I live in Texas, found out the hard way when he thought he could just be a creeper and follow me into my home. Didn't work out well for him. He was trespassing, doesn't live there, admitted this to police, but he still pled not guilty in court, and he's awaiting his court date. But this is the 2A victory story that I had to share. Again, I keep sharing it because I tell everyone, go to the range. But here he is following me up the stairs into my home, trying to get into my home. And then he has a second thought when you see it in his face in just a moment, when he sees a Glock come out of a bag very quickly and off he ran. But like you said, this is the great equalizer. And this is what we need to be pushing for. I say it all the time, Senator, women need to start going out there and getting comfortable. Because when this happens, you need to be able to fight back. And again, this was a man who came to our country from Egypt. He's been here for quite some time, so he knows how things go. But he learned that in Texas and in red states, we don't mess around the women over here. So I love the fact that you also share and talk about your wife on that front, because it is a real thing. And everyone needs to get on board with that and make sure that you learn how to use your firearm. So again, tell the women in your life, make sure you do just that. I want to get to this one. This is a big one too, a very important one. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday, 9-0, this is unanimous, that the warrantless welfare checks where police could enter your home, and it happened to an individual in Montana, but they could enter a home without any probable cause. This was a big one. I know a lot of 2A owner or 2A advocates are very much against this because they're able to do this without a warrant. What do you make of the ruling that came out yesterday from the Supreme Court? Because again, that was unanimous. So that's concerning.
Yeah. So this is the first I'm seeing of it. Obviously, if you're allowing the government to come into your home without a warrant, it's a clear violation of our Fourth Amendment rights. So yeah. I'm not sure what basis the Supreme Court, I'll have to go back and read that opinion. Where in the world did they get 9 votes? I mean, I would love to know what Clarence Thomas had to say about this.
Yeah. Well, that's the concerning part in all of this because, I don't know how they were able to get away with this. Again, the argument was, the rebuttal was the Fourth Amendment, and sadly that didn't stick according to the Supreme Court. And the fact that it was unanimous is deeply, deeply concerning. I want to thank you for joining our show as always, Senator Colton Moore. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Again, to our audience, if you live in Georgia, make sure you get involved because you are running for Congress. You are looking to fill the seat of MTG. We love her. She's a fighter and you are a fighter too. You've been at this for quite some time now, so it would be great to get you over in Congress as well. So folks, make sure you give him a follow on X right now. Real Colton Moore is where you could follow him. Thank you so much for joining us, Senator.
Thank you.
We appreciate it as always. Thank you. All right, folks, we're getting ready to buckle up on another story that's deeply concerning in Texas. And I wanted to make sure it was on your radar as well. Logan Washburn will be joining us in a few moments. And once he's ready to go, we'll bring him straight to you. Because, again, there was a really interesting report about an arrest that happened. Logan's been digging into it and has what he's saying is ties to a pedo group that is online that is harassing children and having them do just heinous, heinous things. And there was a lot of threats that were being made over at schools throughout the area, the DFW area. So he'll be joining us to break down his report that he just put out over at the Dallas Express. So we look forward to that. But, you know, let's talk about a couple of other things. You know, we've been following a lot of really important stories in regards to, here we go again, Minneapolis. You know, Nick Shirley's doing great work over in the state of Minnesota, and he's going door to door, knocking, asking questions that a lot of people just don't even want to answer. But he did just that, and he released a new report about the fraud that may have been taking place. I say may have been taken, allegedly, because no one's been convicted yet in this business. But Nick Shirley's pointing out that there's a lot of very questionable things happening over at a transportation business in Clip 4, and he posted this last night, his very latest report. Let's take a listen.
How are you? We're looking for the transportation company.
Safari Transportation.
Looking for Safari Transportation?
No, there's no Safari Transportation here.
No Safari Transportation?
Safari Transportation, six or seven seater.
We're just looking for Safari Transportation.
We don't know.
So, but this is registered for Safari Transportation, 607.
That's the address.
Okay, we don't know.
We're asking where Safari Transportation is.
We don't know.
Okay, so the business is not here.
Dorikar.
Fuad Omar?
We don't know. This, do you see this? What is this?
Money transferring.
That's it.
Okay,
well, this
registered.
Is from the state.
This is fraud taking place. This is supposed to say, this is for
go
Safari Transportation.
Out. Go find out.
Yeah, we did find out. This is fraud right here.
Registered here.
This is registered.
2015.
Safari Transportation, state of Minnesota.
2015.
Well, but it's registered now. This is current, just off the state of Minnesota website today.
No, sir, please.
This is from today. I just printed this off today. Fuad Omar.
Go check it out.
We're here. This is 607. Where's Safari Transportation?
Okay, it's not Safari, period.
Okay, so it's a fraudulent business.
Did you see Safari, anything here?
Exactly.
Did you see?
Exactly. It's
did
not
you
here.
See it?
It's a fraud.
Did you see, sir?
Okay, thank you. We're going to go to the next address. All right, let's keep moving on. So 607, this is supposed to be Safari Transportation, no transportation company. And now we're going to 617, another transportation company. However, it is actually Cedar Riverside Liquor. Where is the transportation company?
617.
617
Dreamline
right here.
Transportation for the state of Minnesota is registered to 617 Cedar Avenue South.
And it's a liquor store. David. They aren't even trying to hide that these are transportation companies. Where are the vans at?
Should we ask?
Let's go ask.
don't like these questions. Hey, don't you dare ask a question that they don't want to answer. Nick Shirley obviously doing great work with his partner in crime over there. You know, asking some very uncomfortable questions to people who may or may not be committing fraud. This is a story that's not going anywhere anytime soon. And we look forward to seeing Nick Shirley's continuous reports. But speaking of reports, I want to turn to one great journalist over at Dallas Express right now. Logan Washburn is joining us about a story he's been digging into. Now, this has to do with the recent arrest in the DFW area. And again, folks, I keep telling you, buckle up. DFW, a lot going on over there that the American people need to be paying attention to. And Logan's doing incredible work exposing just that. So it's an honor to have you back on the show, my friend. You recently put out a story in regards to, I saw this circulating a lot of threats being made to a lot of the public schools over in DFW. You've been doing some digging on a recent arrest that's been made. What's going on in DFW that has you very concerned?
So what had a lot of us concerned earlier this month was that we saw some really disturbing video threats going out to schools in the area, and not just DFW, but across Texas. Mm-hmm. There was this group that called itself NTEX. They were posing with weapons in front of the Nazi flag, holding up what appeared to be explosives, and making really concerning threats. Now, at the time, the Fort Worth police dismissed this as saying it's from overseas and likely not credible, which is true in many ways, but we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. So around the same time between New Year's and Christmas, there was a string of arsons. We now know that the arsonist was allegedly connected to, the alleged arsonist was connected to this extremist group behind the threats. And so as you keep polling, it gets deeper and deeper and more concerning.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to learn more about this because the individual who's in question right now, obviously these are allegations and we're going to have to wait to see what plays out in court. But you detail in your latest report specifics as to who you think that they're tied up with. Can you break that down for us as well?
Absolutely. So the suspect, Evan Banda, was arrested on January 8th for allegedly committing 5 arsons. They tied him to what they called a violent extremist hate organization. They never specified which one that was. Now, we spoke to Becca Spinks, an independent online investigator. She focuses on online extremists. She said she's been looking into these threats, and the suspects are claiming ties to the violent Ukrainian group MKY, which translates to maniac murder cult in English.
Wow. That's concerning. Can you tell us a little bit about that, too? Because that's got a lot of red flags up, because how are they able to, if this is a Ukrainian-based group, how are they able to carry things like this out here in the United States?
So the way these groups work is that they are violent accelerationists. They aim to destroy all of society. They don't have real clear political goals. It's just destruction. So they use the internet to connect with their networks, and then they recruit members to commit violence, record it, and then upload it online to inspire more violence. This group is also connected to the pedophile group 764 that grooms children online, and they inspire children to commit suicide, stabbings, terrible, disgusting things. And literally, just objectively, the way to describe this group is just evil. That is the only ideology they ascribe to. So Becca Spinks said that the group behind the terror threats to schools is claiming affiliation with MKY. That is essentially part of the broader 764 network. Mm. So these are recognized as terrorist groups in other countries, and the United States government is also on it as well. Fort Worth police won't confirm it. They don't want to bring notoriety to them or give them more power. But that is essentially what this is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're keeping our eye on that because obviously that is deeply, deeply concerning. And I want to walk through the charges that the suspect is currently, the one who was just recently apprehended, is facing right now. It's terrorism, terroristic threats, possession of child pornography, and 5 counts of arson. And that's according to the Tarrant County jail records right now. Can you break all of those allegations down for us? Because when you look at the bond that's, you know, up right now on the website as well. I mean, he's was slapped with a $1.4 million bond. I mean, this is concerning, especially because this is a teenager.
Yeah, and his bond actually may be even higher. But as you're looking at these threats, you can break them down by what they're likely connected to. The terrorism threats are connected to the fact that he made videos of the arsons that were connected to these terroristic threats. So you can break the terrorism down by the threats. And then the arson obviously was connected to the fires between Christmas and New Year's. The child pornography is anyone's guess, but it clearly goes along with the trend of 764 and MKY targeting children.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's all really concerning, and I'm glad you're on the case, because this is something the American people need to know about, parents need to know about. I saw, obviously, that this is meant to create havoc, and a lot of parents were deeply concerned. So learning the key facts to all of this, getting down to the core, is very, very important. But again, it's another reason why parents need to also focus on online safety and to know what their kids are doing online as well, because this is a big one. Logan, I want to thank you and all the incredible work you do over at Dallas Express. It's always an honor to talk to you and catch up with you. So thank you. Again, folks, give him a follow on X as well. LoganWashburn76. That's LoganWashburn76. You do incredible reporting in the DFW area and the whole Texas area, we could say at this point. So Logan, thank you. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, folks, I wanted to get this clip off because this is a great one. Clip 12, we're going to play for you. It gave me a good chuckle. A news anchor, one of my former colleagues over at Fox, actually. He's over at a new network now. But he grilled Congresswoman Lisa McClain about her husband's recent purchase of some Elon Musk stocks. Now, it's interesting, given the fact that you guys know, based on my reporting, we now have the collaboration between the Department of War and Elon Musk's AI program. So that timeline, we just learned about this week. But according to people who may be in Congress, they might have had a little heads up on that one. Take a listen to clip 12.
Your husband bought stock in Elon Musk's AI company, which is not publicly traded, XAI, in the private market just days before a report had surfaced that the Pentagon was expanding XAI's role in military systems. On our tablet, you guys can flash this up, the periodic transaction report from the Congresswoman. My question for you is, can you assure us, we've covered this issue of, conflicts of interest and what have you. Can you assure us this purchase was not based on any kind of inside information?
Yeah. 100%, because if it was, we wouldn't have bought 100,000 shares. We would have bought a heck of a lot more. But I also want to stop you because we don't even have your facts straight on that. It wasn't a publicly traded stock. It was, I think, about $470 million, of which it was a private offering.
Which is what I was saying. It's not a public company. So
which
it was
is
in the
like,
private
oh my
market.
Gosh.
Right.
Right.
But that leads you, that
right.
it's the same
right.
question would apply,
right.
whether it's publicly traded or whether it's traded in these private markets about conflicts, potential conflicts of interest.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking if you could assure us that he didn't know anything about that
Pentagon
report.
And quite frankly, I think that's a very fair question to ask, especially with all of the insider trading that happens up here. But we got to have our facts straight. I wish, one, we don't have any, the Pentagon doesn't release that information, but I can 100% assure you that we didn't have the insider information.
Didn't have the information beforehand. Right. Because I know there was some other scrutiny of your husband's investments in the past. But you're saying no inside information.
Yep.
You can say it.
I mean, that's what we do for a living.
Understand. Thank you, Congresswoman, 100%. For answering all the questions.
Yeah. Yes.
We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Congresswoman Lisa McClain.
Have a good day.
Like they say down south, bless your heart. That's where she was going with it. Have a good day. It was the equivalent. They don't like being called out for it. I say it's always a great question to ask. And it's a good journalistic way of asking a tough question for someone who probably doesn't want to answer it. Obviously, it's an uncomfortable subject matter. And yes, she could dance around the AI one there, but there's a lot of questionable things taking place, obviously. There's a lot of questions that are being asked in regards to her husband's investment opportunities. And again, she's no Nancy Pelosi, but folks, if you want to get rich, just run for Congress. That's the real answer here. Don't work hard. Just run for Congress. There's only a couple, actually, who aren't a part of it. Tim Burchett, obviously from the great state of Tennessee, the congressman there, is one of the very few who isn't making any stock trades. And he's literally eating peanut butter jelly sandwiches for lunch every day. And he posted on X. I think it's great. I think it's great. Folks, I want to keep reminding you all right now to head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. We're giving away a free hat with every purchase. No minimum required when it comes to spending. So head on over right now to the AlexJonesStore.com. Of course, these hats are being given away when, you know, until we run out. So head on over right now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. With every purchase, you're going to get one of those great hats. And you only got about 2 days remaining to win the F-250 Ford Raptor and the black Ford F-250, plus $20,000 in cash. So head on over right now before this is gone and possibly win 20 grand. I mean, that would be amazing. Wouldn't it? I probably should do that right now, actually. All right, folks. I want to keep hitting some very important stories that I think you need to be read up on. I want to talk about this one. Let's get this one up. This is Senator Ron Johnson's office. They announced yesterday that they have just subpoenaed AT&T, Verizon, and Lumen for what was their roles in the Arctic Frost investigations. Now, again, there are companies, and when they are asked for these documents, they are supposed to hand them over, of course. But did they give any pushback? AT&T, I believe, said that they did in regards to a lot of these phone records that were being requested. But, you know, Senator Ron Johnson's office wants to learn more about this, and he's in the position to ask these questions. So as of yesterday, the senator's office is issuing these requests for more information to find out what the heck's going on here. Why did they hand over this information? And again, it happens to average Americans every day. I don't have any empathy for these lawmakers who are now upset that this happened to them. Do you know how hard it was for me when I was over her at covering? We were traveling with them. Senator John Cornyn's office. John Cornyn was there. You know, it's really hard for me. I've asked them several times. They always dodge it as to why John Cornyn continues to defend FISA. He's one of the many politicians that pretend like the deep state isn't using FISA courts to go out there and get information from Americans. I mean, he sat there and it was so infuriating, decided to use Pam Bondi's confirmation hearing to highlight the fact that FISA has never been used against an American citizen before. He said it was a myth. He said it was disinformation. That was obviously a lie being pushed by the deep state. But he is one of those deep state operatives. So it was very hard for me to sit there and not grill him. It's not professional for you to grill, you know, when you're a Lockheed Martin, to hit him with the hard questions like that, because you're not allowed to ask him questions during all of that. So again, not ideal at all, but, you know, I was a little infuriated by this. But these are the senators who are going out there and saying, oh, they crossed the line by handing over their information to the special prosecutor, Jack Smith's office, because they are the ones who should be exempt from all of this. They are the ones who should not be spied on by the federal government. You guys are peasants. You guys are peasants. So now I don't view any of these senators and congressmen as victims, because they allow it to happen to so many innocent individuals. All right, guys, buckle down. We're getting ready to kick off the third hour of the show. Bo French will be jumping in with us today. He's running for Texas Railroad Commissioner. He's got a lot of titles, but that's the new one that he's hoping to get. He'll be joining me in just a few moments to discuss that. Plus, we're taking your calls in the second half of the hour, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539 is the number you're going to call if you want to jump on air and sound off on some of the stories we've covered thus far.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. bodybuilders take is it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock. We'll be right back.